Mayor Bradley? Chairman Justin?
Here.
Dr. Rupper?
Here.
Dr. Ray?
Here.
And Mr. Sagan?
Here.
I'd like to make a motion in light of the number of visitors that we have that we add to the agenda, a public comment section.
I'd also like to add to the agenda a motion to individually seat the New York Quay County Board of Health nominees.
All in favor?
Aye. You can second my public. Do a second on my public comment.
Yeah, just think about doing that, and I could get this on there too, so it's kind of possible.
Can I interrupt you guys for a minute? I know it's not public session, but there was no notice and no agenda posted on this building a minimum of 48 hours in advance. You're performing an illegal meeting right now. It's in violation of the Open Meetings Act. If a judge finds that you violated the Open Meetings Act, it carries a Class C misdemeanor, and I will be glad to file a complaint in the circuit court if you continue with the meeting. Second thing is, by the quorum of four in your bylaws does not trump the Open Meetings Act. A board of eight, a quorum is five, period. So if you discuss any more public business other than just packing up and leaving, I will file a complaint in the judicial circuit in Iroquois County.
You're looking to me for an answer with regard to this. I don't know what the Open Meetings Act says about a quorum. You may be right. I don't know where the Iroquois County people are, particularly the chairman of the Iroquois County Board, thinks that this is so important. I don't see any, I think maybe you ought to continue. Can you do that?
Well, considering there's only seven filled seats, four of seven is a quorum.
That's true.
Is your meeting posted?
The meeting's not posted, the agenda's not posted on the building, it's a requirement of the Open Meetings Act.
Quorum or no quorum?
The
Meeting schedule's up year round, yeah.
The meeting's scheduled.
The agenda has to be posted on the building that the meeting is gonna be held in a minimum of 48 hours in advance, and it's not posted.
Okay. Answers any question.
I think in light of the absence, and I'm not a member, excuse me, I'm just, in light of the absence of Mr. Pocus and the other two newly appointed individuals, I think we are rescheduling. Unless that interferes with your conducting the public health business.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Right, if it's bound to be, then everything you vote on and everything would not.
Can we do information only and no action on that, so that we can at least get an update?
You can't even discuss public business. I hate to keep interrupting, but a majority of a quorum gathered together for the purpose of discussing public business constitutes a meeting. There's no agenda posted. That's an illegal meeting. John Kraft, K-R-A-F-T. Mrs. Clark can give you my address and phone number if you'd like it.
So I would advise you also to reschedule, cancel, and reschedule the meeting.
I think that's the appropriate.
And move those two issues, not being on the building, and for whatever reason they're not here.
We don't need to spend money on litigation. COVID is a threat from over here.
So are we going to reschedule and say when it's going to be the date? We're strained, because some of us have this plan. so that we can change our schedule. I basically cancel half my date if I'm up there.
Maybe Mr. Kraft will help letter of apology to our patient.
Well, your Open Meetings Act officer should have posted the notice. That's all I can say.
A lot of people found out about it, luckily.
I'm going to leave that up to you for today.
He probably have to check his schedule, so we'll have to bring.
I mean, does it have to be on a Monday or Tuesday or what?
No.
Actually, other days would be easier.
Is it easier? You guys miss patients. In other words, you cancel out appointments that you would normally, patients you would normally see, money you would take in, et cetera. Is it easier for you guys to do this at night, to schedule one, so you're not interfering with that?
No, unless you have a babysitter.
Okay. All right. Well, then I would...
Wednesdays and Fridays, I'm very flexible for this time of the day.
Fridays would work better for me as well.
Do you have restrictions?
Fridays are normally a week, you know, right?
Okay.
Otherwise, I think it would have to be... Because I'll be 6 months out, or 6 weeks out of my schedule anyway.
Yeah.
What about Friday, April the 5th?
I'm out of that country. Fourth through the 13th.
All right.
Is that too soon?
If you guys can do Wednesdays, that's fine. So, Wednesday the 3rd?
April 3rd?
We've got a supplement on the record.
And you said Friday, April the 5th, then?
Yeah.
What did you say, those aren't good days for you?
I mean, it's no better than today. It just takes a lot of shipping.
So then we're into...
Tuesday the 2nd? Is it too soon to ship? That's about 2 weeks out.
It's no worse than any other day.
If you do Tuesday, Tuesday.
It's an evening here. I can't wait for the second.
Okay.
When is your job?
You're going to this Friday. See, you post something on the door today when we're leaving, and then we're coming back.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We'll return.
Is it possible to discover Friday or...
I'm not telling you.
Next Monday?
After 2 weeks, yeah. What about?
I have a stress test that day.
Okay, what about Wednesday?
I'm going Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh, okay.
You said the 27th?
Yeah, I was just going through the book. Okay, so that takes care of the rest of that.
Monday, April 1st?
We could do night.
Yeah, I think it has to be at night if we're going to do anything but Wednesday or Friday.
So, Monday?
I can't do it on that Monday night.
Tuesday, April 2nd, evening?
That's fine. How about you? Mine was him. How about you? Okay.
6:30?
Unbelievable.
6:30.
6:30 PM here.
Okay.
Do we have an understanding if anyone from Iroquois County intends to come?
I have no idea.
I would assume it was, if they would have been here, threatening action.
Well, I apologize. I apologize to everyone, and we'll schedule for Wednesday, April the 2nd, here at this library at 6:30 in the evening.
You said the 2nd, but it's Tuesday.
You're right.
Do we need to ask the library people if it's available?
Yeah.
Detail.
Would you like for me to ask them?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
April 2nd at 6:30?
Tuesday night. They've got something here we can possibly move back. Maybe a half hour later. I know the library closes at, I want to say, 8 o'clock.
Okay. So it will be done at 8, is it?
No, I know that. We weren't done last time. We were in here too, but. Yeah, it's not a big thing to stay open.
So you'll post a new agenda here, I guess?
Yes, we do.
It has to be in paper as well, then?
Yes.
And notices?
Yep.
And that's enough time to get it in all the papers that it needs to be in?
It'd be 48 hours.
48 hours.
What means?
That everyone prints once a week.
Instead of 6:30, it's fine.
Aye. Okay.
April 2nd.
It's April 2nd, 6:30 PM.
Okay.